Hi, my name is Claudette Clayton. Today's leadership quote is, "The best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good men to do what he wants done and self-restraint enough to keep from meddling with them while they do it." Theodore Roosevelt.
The Leader Assistant podcast exists to encourage and challenge assistants to become confident, game-changing leader assistants.
With so much on your plate, wouldn't it be nice if ordering food for the office were easy and reliable? My friends at Easy Cater are workplace catering pros, helping you find food for everything from daily employee meals to staff meetings and special events. With Easy Cater's network of over 100,000 restaurants nationwide, you'll have a huge variety of options near you for any group size, dietary need, or budget. Your food arrives on time as ordered, all supported 24/7 by Easy Cater's team of experts. Visit easycater.com/leaderassistant to find out more. Hey friends, welcome to the Leader Assistant podcast. It's your host, Jeremy Burrows, and welcome to episode 216. You can check out the show notes at leaderassistant.com/216, leaderassistant.com/216. And today I'm very excited to be speaking with Claudette Clayton. Claudette, how's it going?
Going well. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm hanging in there. My throat's a little scratchy, but I'll survive. What part of the world are you in?
New York City.
New York City. Are you from that area?
I am, yes. Born and raised.
Nice, nice. And we were talking before I hit record. You said you don't think you've ever been to Missouri, my home state of Missouri. So we're going to have to fix that, aren't we?
Yes. So.
Oh, love it. Well, so tell us a little bit about, before we get into your professional career, tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you have hobbies, pets, kids, quirks, all the above?
All the above. All the above. Well, one of my hobbies, I think, is staring right at us. I collect books.
Nice.
A little bit of a nerd, a little geek. I do have a little dog. He's about 6 years old. Well, actually, he's not little, but I do have a dog. His name is Thor. I happen to like our Marvel and DC, clearly.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think I have any quirks. At least I don't have quirks.
I do see a big old bookshelf of books. What's maybe your favorite book recently that you've gotten into?
I've been rereading Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Really like sci-fi. I'm a big fan of Wheel of Time, The Sandman, sci-fi, thrillers, whatever is interesting, I'll read it.
Nice. Did you watch the Lord of the Rings show, the new one?
I did.
Like it?
I did. The Rings of Power was actually interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Awesome. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was definitely, I don't know. I still think I like the movies better. I think they were just, it's just, they were so good. I love the Lord of the Rings movies, but I did enjoy the show.
Very well made.
Okay. Well, how did you end up as an assistant? Take us back to your career journey and why the heck did you choose to be an assistant, or did you choose to be an assistant?
I did not choose to be an assistant. I had, this was years ago when people were still looking for, work in the newspaper. That's just telling how long ago that was. I saw an ad for an assistant working in a law firm. This was probably 27, 28 years ago. I knew pretty much nothing about working for a lawyer. And lo and behold, he hired me. And I stayed there for about 3 years. And I actually enjoyed the work and just progressed on and eventually made it into the financial world. I started a smaller finance firm called Rochdale Investment Management, then moved to Morgan Stanley, and then to Ernst & Young, Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs for many, many years, Guy Carpenter, and now Apollo Global Management.
Wow.
Yes.
So finance, I was talking to an assistant in finance the other day, and she's new to the finance world. How much have you in your career kind of dove into, I guess, the finance side of things, if that makes sense? Or have you been able to just be a really good assistant and kind of not have to get too much into all the finance stuff?
I think that you pick up little things on and off over mm-hmm. the years. I think that I handle my finances pretty well. It just makes you a little bit more conscious about how you handle your finances. But that's just one portion of it. It all really depends on what group you work in. So when I was at Goldman Sachs, I supported a manager, but a group that dealt with mutual funds. So just understanding how the funds were started and the process behind that. So it's pretty interesting. It's not something I could see myself actually doing as a career, but it's interesting to learn how things start and go into fruition. So it's interesting, but I enjoyed the assistant portion of it.
Awesome. So have you worked with assistant teams, and tell us a little bit about that experience? If so, like, were you all peers? Did you lead a team of assistants? Did they have a sort of director of executive support, or were they everybody, you know, reporting directly to their executives? Was it different at every company?
Different at every company, definitely. Okay. So at prime example, at Goldman Sachs, we had what we call our admin manager, and obviously we all report to our executive, but the admin manager was definitely the first stop. Where when I was in Guy Carpenter, we didn't really have an admin manager. You just pretty much reported into your executive. But now at Apollo, it's the same at Goldman. You have an admin manager, but we definitely report directly into our managers.
Okay. And have you ever aspired to be the admin manager?
It's interesting that you asked that question. I actually had a very good friend of mine, well, actually more than one friend of mine, tell me that that's something that I should pursue. I think the belief is that a really good admin manager is someone who's actually done the job. Mm-hmm. I always felt that's the best admin manager to have, someone who actually has done the EA role and excelled at it. I think they make the best admin managers in my experience. So I've thought about it. Maybe give me 5 years. Maybe I'll think about it.
Sounds good. We'll do a part two interview, and you'll yeah. be talking about all about your promotion and everything. Awesome. Well, what's maybe the most challenging aspect of your role over your career as an assistant? What's been most challenging?
It's a pro and a con, and I would say people. That's really what it's about. It's the people. We spend a large portion of our day working with people and our peers and our colleagues. And I think it's a pro in a way that if you have a really good team and a really good foundation, it's great. But then it could be, if you don't have that support, if you don't have a really good manager, if you don't have the support system that you need, it's very hard to thrive in the role. So it's, again, it's a plus and it's a con.
Yeah. People, you can't live with them, can't live without them, right?
Exactly.
Oh, awesome. So what about your favorite part? What's been, you know, you said people, obviously there's pro and con, but what's one of your favorite day-to-day parts about your job?
This is going to sound very strange to all the EAs out there, but I enjoy the scheduling portion of it. And I know for some, it's an absolute nightmare. I support the COO at Apollo. And I will tell you, scheduling is like a jigsaw puzzle. It really, really is. But if you have some really good processes in place, I think that it can be a little easier than you think it can be. You need to know how to say no nicely. You always want to leave everyone very happy, but sometimes you need to say no. You need to be able to delegate certain meetings. I mean, does your executive need to be in those meetings? They may want him in those meetings. They always want your executive in the meetings, but do they necessarily need them? And so being able to delegate who I think or who, you know, my boss thinks should be the person at that meeting instead of him really helps to free up time, blocking things, blocking time for him to work, to think. We call it TTT, the think tank time. I mean, you need that. You need that.
Are you ready to elevate your career in 2024? I'm Maggie Olson, founder of Nova Chief of Staff Certification, the first of its kind online course for aspiring and existing chiefs of staff. With curriculum taken directly from on-the-job responsibilities, Nova's self-paced learning modules provides you with hands-on experience so you can feel competent and confident moving into a chief of staff style role. It's the perfect next step for executive assistants. Head to leaderassistant.com/Nova to learn more, grab the syllabus, and enroll today.
Yeah, what's your... So I actually enjoy the scheduling part as well. And it's funny, funny you say that, because I was talking to an assistant. They're like, yeah, they just want me to schedule more. And I don't know if I'm excited about that. And like, well, you know, everybody's different.
Right.
But what's your... Maybe one tip for assistants listening who are overwhelmed with the scheduling and the calendar management, and maybe they just took on a new executive or an extra executive, or they're struggling because their executive doesn't really know how to use an assistant when it comes to calendar management. What's a tip or two related to calendar management?
Okay, so the first thing you need to know is, you'd be surprised at how many assistants, when you ask them, what does their executive do? They'll give you the person's title, but they really don't know what the boss's job is. That is the worst mistake when it comes to scheduling. Because if you don't understand what your executive does, it's really hard for you to be that quote unquote business partner to them. And so therefore you really can't schedule, because you don't know what are the priorities, what are the goals, what are the initiatives for this week? Who are the key people that he needs to meet with, and why does he need to meet with them? So if you don't really understand that, it's really, really hard to schedule. Basically what you're doing is you're on a robotic mode, right? Someone's asking you to schedule a meeting and you're putting it on there, but you just scheduled an hour meeting. Did your boss really need that meeting? Did he really want that meeting? Could that meeting have been 3 or 4 weeks down the line? Because you don't know what his initiatives are, you can't schedule properly. So that's one of the key things, is to really, really understand what your boss does, really, really streamline with him. What are the priorities for this week, this month, next month? What are the goals for the year? So that you're able to really anticipate what needs to be done, when, where, and why. That's key.
That's huge. Yeah. Love it. You said something about business partner, and I'm curious, you've been an assistant for a while. How long did it take, or maybe tell us about when you realized that this role was not just, like you mentioned earlier, I think, a robot that's just doing tasks, a task robot or a task rabbit, if you will. But it was more of a strategic business partnership. You're more of a leader in your role. When did you realize that an assistant was more than, quote, just an assistant?
I've been doing this about 28 years, and I would honestly say maybe about 15 years ago. Okay. When it really hit me that this is really what I was going to do, because I really enjoyed it. I think it was about 15 years ago when you really realized that, hey, because the role has changed dramatically over the years. I mean, you know, we're not just filing and typing and scheduling meetings. I mean, we're going to some of these meetings. We're meeting these clients. We're having, you know, we're doing all different types of things. We're doing, there's a multitude of assignments that I work on, but it's just not the typical EA role any longer. Sometimes you're in those meetings with your boss. You're in the meetings. You're helping with the agendas, the follow-up meetings, the preparing materials, working on those presentations. You know what's coming down the pipeline because you're actually involved in it. So yeah, I would say about 15 years ago.
Awesome. And what has been, you know, you mentioned earlier before we started recording that, you know, people ask you for tips here and there on, you know, help, basically help for their role as an assistant. What's maybe one of the most common, like, challenges that people come to you and say, Claudette, can you please help me with this? I'm stuck.
Well, it was interesting. This was just a one-off one day. This was actually about a couple of weeks ago. We get a lot of requests for recurring meetings. We need your person in a recurring meeting. And I was showing her how to check recurring meetings very quickly, because I asked her, how long does it take you to look through the calendar? She's like, well, I have to look through the calendar for a couple of months, and it usually takes me a little bit of time. And I'm like, you know, that takes a couple of seconds, right? And she's like, really? So I'm like, when you go in the calendars, there's like the side calendar, you literally can hit control and the date, and it'll give you each one, hold the control button down and just click down on each one, and you'll see each week,
or you like can the recurring events.
Yes. And you can look through it the calendar very, 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 very quickly. So that was one of my tips. If you have recurring emails that you constantly send out, you really should be doing a quick part where you literally can type in a couple of words and then the verbiage will all come in. So just little things like that, like changing the font, or scheduling a rule so that when your boss's emails come in, there's a little box that pops up and you never miss your boss's emails, or you can change the font of when the email does come in and it's from your boss. So little things like that.
Yeah, that's great. And do you manage your executive's email as well?
I do. Yes.
What's your best, like, if I'm an assistant listening and I all of a sudden I go from no email management of my executive's email to, hey, I need you to manage my email, what's your first step?
First step is cleaning up the noise. And that means getting rid of the things that he does not need. So if you're new to a role and you really don't know yet, or you're trying to learn your boss's schedule, who he should meet, all those important things, first thing is get rid of the noise, all of the subscriptions, all of the spam, all of the weekly, every company sends you sometimes daily or weekly things, put those in separate folders, get rid of all the little things that you don't need so that you can focus on the things that he does need. And you should be making folders for different situations. Like, again, sit in on those meetings, have those conversations. Can you actually respond on his behalf on certain things? So people sometimes will email your executive directly for meeting requests. Those are things that you can take the initiative and schedule, or find out when this meeting needs to take place, how urgent it is. You have to be proactive, honestly, being proactive. But definitely the first thing is getting rid of the noise, things that you don't need to focus on, so that you can focus on the things that you do need.
Yeah, I love that. The first day that I worked with my current executive, this was 6.5 years ago or so, I remember sitting down, and we hadn't set up, we're a startup company, so we hadn't set up a company email yet. And so it was just his personal email. And he had like 13,000 unread emails. And I was like, oh my goodness. Wow. And so I look at it and I was like, here. And so I hit select all. It was in Gmail. It was in Google. I hit select all, and then I hit archive everything. It's just like, there. And he goes, this is amazing. And I was just like, we're not going to spend time going through 13,000 emails. If it's important, somebody will follow up, and we can always search it. You can always search and find it later.
Exactly. And if you have to do it in about a month, obviously it's no longer needed anyway.
Exactly. So cleaning up the noise. I love that. Awesome, Claudette. Well, what about software and automation and all this talk about AI and ChatGPT? And, you know, you mentioned there's looking in a newspaper for a job when you first started. So obviously things have changed. How have you adapted and embraced technology over the years?
I love it. I know some assistants that don't, but I absolutely love it. I mean, go onto LinkedIn. They have so many free, free courses. Go on YouTube. There's so many free courses. The role, as I said before, it has evolved and you need to evolve with it. You have to take the initiative. The only person that's going to make you better is you, and you have to take the initiative to learn some of these new skills.
What's your favorite in the last, you know, several months? What's your favorite software or tool or little trick that you've used with technology?
I love Outlook. Like I said, I have quick parts, I have rules, you know, I use certain things to make my life easier. It's just, I love Outlook. Love it.
Awesome. And then do you have training or a specific resource where you learn how to do all those things in Outlook, or is it the LinkedIn, like you said, or is there other resources that you've used?
I've used, like I said, my favorites are definitely LinkedIn and YouTube. And honestly, working with other assistants, because when someone has a problem and they're coming to you and both of you are trying to figure it out, I have so many files. I've put a booklet together where all the tips and tricks that I have, working with other assistants has really, really elevated me to really want to do better. So that's definitely another thing.
Awesome. Well, is there anything that you would like to say if you could go back in time to when you were looking for that first assistant job and you're starting that first assistant job at that law firm? What's one thing that you would like to say to your young newbie assistant self?
You know, be kind to yourself. Don't take everything so literal. I mean, I think in this role, we are caretakers, right? We care about the people that we support. We want to do the best job that we can. We all make mistakes, but don't be so hard on yourself. If you're going to make mistakes, we all make mistakes. Learn from it. Try not to do it again, but don't be so hard on yourself. Honestly. The best advice I could give you, you have no idea how many times I beat myself up over something where sometimes the boss isn't even as aggravated as you would think they are. And you're aggravated at yourself. Like, be kind to yourself. It's important.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, is there any funny or just crazy stories that you can share from your time where you saved the day or where you almost... you know, ruin the day or anything like that?
What's one? Definitely we've had some issues with travel. Travel's definitely been one. I would say use those resources again, timeanddate.com, because if you are scheduling a meeting here in New York time and you need to send your boss somewhere else, just make sure that the times align. I remember when I did my first international trip, didn't realize that like 25 years ago. And I was like,
oops.
Won't do that again. Oops. So obviously that had happened a very long time ago, but that was an uh-oh moment. And you just have to, you know, just do your homework, research a little bit more.
Wow.
There's a lot of learning curves, dealing with difficult personalities and just trying to deal with how to deal with them, having those tough conversations and making sure that you're happy where you're working and who you're working for. That's always important too. So.
Yeah. That's a good point. On that note, what's maybe some advice to assistants listening who are really struggling to work with their executive? Maybe their executive's a micromanager, maybe they're absent, maybe they're abusive and toxic, you know, whatever the difficulty is, they're having a real challenge with their executive. What do you want to say to those listening who are having to deal with a difficult executive?
I've had all of those. I once worked for a partner who was a micromanager, and because of that, she could not keep an assistant. And she and I actually got along really well because what I found was she would ask you to do a task and then she would proceed to tell you how to do that task. And I would sit there in her office and I would take these notes and then I would walk out of the office and then I would complete the task. The point was, I never told her that I didn't do it her way. I let her think I did it her way. But sometimes you just have to let them get it out, talk, and go in and do your job the way you feel it needs to be done. The bottom line is she asked for X, Y, and Z. And as long as you delivered that, it really doesn't matter how you went about doing that. So take ownership and just sometimes ignore some of the fluffer. And the difficult personalities, I've dealt with that as well. The throwers, the yellers, the screamers. It was not pleasant. And I would say you have to have some tough conversations with that executive, one, with human resources, two. And if nothing changes, then you have to take a hard look in the mirror and say, do I really want to stay in this role? Is it worth my peace of mind? And if the answer is no, then you need to start making some changes.
Yeah. That's great. Well said, Claudette. Thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing some tips for everyone listening. Again, the show notes will be at leaderassistant.com/216. Is there anywhere that you would like people to reach out and say hi if they'd like to? Is LinkedIn okay? Or
yes, LinkedIn. And don't ask me what it is because I don't know it.
No, I'll put it in the show notes. It's
okay, great. They can contact LinkedIn.
Perfect. Well, best of luck to you in your role. And thanks again for being on the show. It's been fun chatting with you, and hopefully I can get you down to Missouri someday.
Perfect.
Please review on Apple Podcasts. GoBullos.com.